Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, that was The Wings in their song, You Really Want Me Back. And I want to thank you very much for being there with us. I want to tell you today that we have been able to finally find Barry Starr. You know, he's been very busy traveling East Coast, West Coast, Middle East, Midwest, and all that. So now we are able to get him. Thank goodness he is in the studio today. Welcome, Barry Starr.
Thank you, Margretta. How are you?
I'm well. Good to hear your voice.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Last week we were talking about you. We said different things and the things we knew. And of course, you were out there busy doing your duty post and, you know, making people happy in different places. But today, we are happy that you are available to answer our questions.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
All right.
All right.
Now, here we are. Listeners, we have in the studio Barry Starr, one of the best drummers that we know about. And I can say for the West Coast of Africa, the number one drummer on the West Coast of Africa. Now we have Barry Starr in our midst. We have brought him so that he can answer our questions. We have him with us on our roll call, where he helped us with the names of our various VIPs in the industry. But today, we don't want to do roll call today. We want to talk about Barry Starr. And this man is very modest. He doesn't want to talk about himself. But so what we're going to do today is we'll ask him questions and he will answer. Now, Barry, are you there with us now?
I'm here.
Okay, right now, tell us about your involvement with the Musketeers.
Wow. It's been a long time. Yep, that was just after the war, Nigeria-Biafra war. I joined the military band, you know, because by then the military has all the equipment. You know, as a musician, you would like to play with best of the best equipment. And the army had it. So I tried to catch up a friend somewhere called Ifani. He was the drummer to the Founders 15, Ifani Apati. So fortunately for me, or unfortunately the other way around, I couldn't see Ifani. So I branched one of the military barracks, you know, in Nsukka. There was this band called the Musketeers, being led by Ike Mudodo. Ike Mudodo was one of the singers with Victor Wifo. You know, he was the Jitter Boy. When you hear Jitter Boy with Victor Wifo, he was the Jitter Boy. So what happened was, I told this guy, hey, I'm a drummer. He said, what? I said, I'm a drummer. He said, they have drummer here. I said, no, you do. But I'm a drummer. He said, what makes you think that you can call yourself a drummer when that guy was there? A man was his name, a Billy Boy. I said, yeah. He said, drummer. They said, okay, is he good? Is he not good enough? I said, he is good. I'm just better. There was this military guy, army captain called Gagara. By then, he was a, you know, he was a captain in the army. So Gagara said, man, let's hear this boy who claims to be a drummer while this their best drummer was there. I said, yeah, the guy is good, but I'm better. I repeated it. So when I just played, that was James Brown music. Watch me, I got it, you know. So, man, I played this number by James Brown, because James Brown was ready by then anyway. I played this number. Hey, you know what Gagara said, the military captain? He said, put him under close arrest.
Uh-oh.
I thought I was being arrested. Close arrest. I said, why? Why am I under close arrest? He said, you ain't going nowhere.
Uh-huh.
You got to belong here.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, yeah? I said, yeah. I said, okay. If the price is right, here I am. Then that was how I joined the army. I became another soldier in the army, a drummer. Then they made me sergeant immediately.
Sergeant.
I was standing as a sergeant in the army immediately, same day. You know, so from there I become a member of the Musketeers. the other drummer had to learn how to play congas by force, you know. So from there, we made about 2 albums, you know. Those days, the army, they did not care about marketing their stuff because the money was there. What are they looking for? Why are they going to market? They just share the record within themselves.
Okay.
Well, give us the money. That was how I played the Musketeers. Then I was there. These guys came down to Nsukka Campus of, you know, University of Nigeria and Nsukka Campus in Nsukka. Then the Funkies and the Wings. There was a jamboree. These two bands were playing. Then the Musketeers, being a hometown band in Nsukka, had to open show for them. There I met Harry Mosco with the Funkies, then Spot Nathans with the Wings. So Spot called me aside and said, "Man, how would you like to be with us?" I said, "But they had Manford." They said, "Manford is also a guitar player, but they would like to have a, you know, a professional drummer."
If the price is right.
Yeah. Then the other way around, Harry Mosco called me the other side. Said, "Man, I love the way you played." The number we played was by Aretha Franklin, "Rocksteady."
Okay.
That was that title, "Rocksteady, baby." Param pam pa-da-da pa-da-da, shabam pam pa-da-da pa-da-da, shabam pam pa-da-da pa-da-da, shabam pam pa-da-da pa-da-da pa-da-da, rock, bat bat kat 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 rock, bat bat kat 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 kat. Oh man, Harry Mosco got blown. He said, "Man, I should join the Funkies." I said, "What? The Funkies?" So all this offer, you know, blew me up. All this offer made me to know that, hey, I have a dream to accomplish.
All right. All right.
No. So I told them, I said, "Okay." But I look at the monetary side of it. They weren't making enough, you know, enough as I would love to make. And I mean, being paid as a sergeant and going now to join the traveling band, you know, it's just gambling. And I love traveling. So I decided to join the Wings. I came to Abba to join the Wings and met Tech Soul.
Okay.
You know, I met Tech Soul because Tech Soul, you know, grew up in my village. His father was the headmaster of my, you know, when I entered primary school.
Really?
Yeah, Texo father was the headmaster.
Well, I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah. He was Texo's immediate younger brother. That's Chidi and Uguna. We are born in Osauku.
The M1Ms.
The M1Ms.
Wow.
That was my headmaster. So I met Texo. I said, no, this one is closer than anybody.
Uh-huh.
You know? This is closer than anybody. So, it's a long story. I hope, you know, you guys are having patience to hear it.
Well, we will get, let's play one song then. We'll go to that very story. Don't forget the M1Ms. Let's play one song.
I will not. We'll be right back.
That was the Wings. Now, I remind you of your days with the Wings now.
Yes.
I didn't mean to distract you now.
No, you are not. You know, you got to ask whatever you want to hear, I'll tell you.
The Enwerems, that's where we were.
Yeah, we were the Enwerems, you know, textile show.
Yes.
So was so close to me. I mean, it's like just I met a brother, you know. And by then, one Joel Matubike was playing the Wings. And Joel comes from Ituba, just a mile from my village.
Okay.
So, and these people warned me. I said, man, a brother is playing the drums there. You want me to displace him? They say it doesn't make any difference. So I said, no, let me play with Texo, because Texo was a 100% showman when it comes to showmanship.
Yes.
This guy was, I mean, he was, he rocks, you know.
Very true.
Yes.
Very true.
So, you know, so while I was negotiating for the, you know, the money, I just delayed to play the Wings so that I'll get more money, I'll get more offer. I was waiting for a good offer. So I started playing with Texo, the M1M. So started playing. I love Texo. I miss that guy. He made me what I am today. He's one of those that helped me to be where I am today. Because
he's a great guy.
He can hum these drums. He can hum it and play it in his guitar. When he's playing guitar, he's like playing percussion. You know, it's percussion. That's percussion. You know, even though it's guitar, it's percussion. You get it's like listening to Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson will hum his music for you. You know, so if you don't get it that way, then you can't perform.
Exactly.
That was exactly with Texo. Texo with Gypsy Boy. Come in. Already your part is already there.
Just copycat.
Yeah, your part. He gives you your part right there through his guitar. So I said, no, this is a guy to play with. I play with him. He, you know, he motivated me. Then from there, you know, I told Texas, hey, man, I need to go higher than this. Why? Don't forget, I told you I was a sergeant in the army making that money. Now,
exactly.
Yeah, now I've come to a place you only get some money when you play.
So,
I mean, I found it difficult. I found it difficult. So when the Wings made an offer, I found out that I was going to make more money, and they travel more than Texol do. You know what I mean? So I changed, you know. I was
now,
like,
I went to Joel now.
Yeah, Joel then went to the Apostles. From the Apostles with working out on World Fusion.
Yes.
Yeah, so immediately, you know, Joel understood the respect and the, you know, that I gave him not to just rush into, you know, step on his toe, just like that,
yes,
which I didn't want to do, you know. So when he found out that they really meant to, you know, to get me around, he went to Watson Arongwa and to reorganize the Apostles.
Okay.
You know? So then I became a Wings drummer, and it was something to write home about any day. Any day.
You know, now I get this part of the story, because I knew that when Wings released their album, Kissing You So Hard, they put Noel instead of Joel. They changed it to Enna because he left before the record came out.
They wanted it any way to get him out. Anyway.
Yeah, because he played drums in that album. The album sold very well, but when they went to write the drummer's name, instead of writing J-O-E-L, they wrote N-O-E-L. Noel.
Noel. It wasn't just like
typographical error.
No, it was a deliberate thing, you know.
Action. You know, a lot of people still think that they had a drummer called Noel, but I knew it was Joel who played that album.
That was Joel. A good drummer.
So he left and then you took over.
Yeah, he left, then I took over. So, and my first show too was the same soccer they found me, you know. Same soccer was the first show. So, and we did not rehearse. You know what I mean? I never rehearsed with them. So while we were driving on the road to soccer, they were just asking me, you know, that they're telling me that they have confidence that I'll play these numbers. The only person with doubt, like a doubting Thomas, was the road manager, Demo.
Okay.
Demo.
Oh, Demo.
Yeah.
Wow. Demo.
Demo and the manager too, the tour manager, big boy, Gordy Black Power.
Yeah, Gordy Black Power.
Yeah. Gordy never had me really good. They had me with Texol. But Demo believed that I could do it, but was afraid that, hey, since we did not rehearse, it might not sound well. But we got a soccer, man. I gave them surprise of their lifetime. So the show was a bomb, you know. That was how we started. And the Wings, they tore like, I mean, that was a touring band.
Yeah.
We play Tuesdays through Sunday. Tuesdays through Sunday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then relax on Monday. At times, rehearse. You know how we do rehearse? A kind of sound check. That was the rehearsals.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, until I kept playing with them until the date of Sport Netters.
Okay.
You know, I think that's supposed to be December the 29th, 1974. You know, we played at Amoka Airport, and we are heading to Port Harcourt Share Club.
Okay.
You know, so was in the same vehicle with Spud, okay, and Manford.
Okay.
Three of us were in the same, it was Toyota, whatever, I think Corolla, by then, Toyota Corolla, you know, that was when Toyota Corolla came out.
Okay.
I was with them until one of the big brothers called Emmanuel Ricago. He lived in the same yard with his, with the Wings in Okigwe Road.
Okigwe Road, yeah.
Yes.
56.
So, yeah. So this guy, he was a big boy, you know. He came into the car. He needed us to drop him at Ihiala to enable him go to Onitsha. He was heading to Onitsha after the show. So when he came into the car, I was like kind of squeezed. I was the smallest in size, in age. So I did not feel comfortable. But you know what? I don't know that that's the way God wanted it. When God want to keep you alive and you are the death trap, he makes you uncomfortable to get out from there.
Exactly.
Boy, I got out and joined the van, you know, the band van. Less than 30 minutes, there was accident. Less than 30 minutes. You see how I was saved? That was how I was saved. Like I said, you know, when God wants to save you, if you are the death trap, he keeps you uncomfortable to make you get out.
Yes.
That was how I got out. You know, I played the Wings until then when the guy died, the singer died. Boy, I tell you what. You know, we were in Shea Club.
Yes.
Like I told you, I left and joined the van. We
yes,
got to
arrive there.
Yeah, we got to Port Harcourt. We set equipment. As we were playing, set equipment ready to play. The people asked us, are you ready? We said we are ready.
Okay.
With the hope that these people will be on stage before time. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes.
Only to find out that they didn't show up, you know. So one of the roadie came, Gotti came and broke the news. The news that this guy's got an accident on the way. So the Shell clubs, you know, they did not understand us. They thought we were playing games because it was Christmas time. They thought that maybe we've shared ourselves into two. The other one to go over there and make some money. The other one to come over here and make some money. They didn't believe us. Unlike now, everyone has telephone, you know. The communication system was poor by then,
okay,
you know, to find out what was going on. So, after all said and done, we ended up in not playing. Then we started mourning our fellow dead ones, the dead ones. We started mourning them. I mourned them enough that I couldn't bear it. Actions came up. You see, I was like...
Let me face and I can't be...
It was like, you know, being a jailbird. Jumping from one band to the other, you know. So I joined the Actions. So
wow.
From there...
So now, this, when you join the Actions, that is now, of course, after this very stage, after the Wings finished mourning, that's when they went into Original Wings and Super Wings.
Yeah, I was in Actions. Then they called me to leave Actions again, you know, so that we formed the Original Wings.
Mm.
I said, oh, man, you know. By then, I've already started enjoying the Actions, kind of, because this was a fun band, different from... you know, soul band. Wings were playing soul music, kind of. Actions were into strict funk.
And you are really a funk drummer anyway.
And they call me a funky drummer when I don't even know the meaning.
So I said, okay.
But where did they find Emma China since you didn't come back?
Oh, no, Emma China was the last resort. You know, Emma China was, I don't know if, I think he was in Oman here with Lazlo Ojukwu and stuff like that.
Okay.
I didn't know him. I didn't know him that much. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't a popular drummer, so I didn't know him that much. So.
But at this point, you went over to the Action, right?
Went to Action.
All right,
Action,
hold on.
Example.
Okay, now, before we talk about the Action, keep that thought in your mind. Let's just listen to one song right now, then we'll talk about the Action.
Okay, okay.
Gone with the song.
Gone with it.
That's right.
My loving, it was not enough. I gotta take my loving, yeah, take it somewhere else. Let me go with my trouble, go where I wanna go. I'm going down this long road, but I'm not all alone. With the song as my partner, I'll tell him all my troubles. Before you know where I'm gone, girl, I'll be gone with the song. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, ah, ah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, ah, ah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, ah, ah.
That was Wings also. Now, Barry, let's go over to the Action Funk Ensemble.
Oh, man, that was that band rock, man. You got guys, when I mean guys, showbiz guys. Lemmy Fett on lead vocals. Esena Pabio, second lead. CYM11, lead guitar. Remy Pearl, bass. Myself on drums, Abayomi on congas. Action was so rocking that this guy had to quit. I mean, he flunked his exams in University of Benin, Ben Alaka.
Oh, the drummer.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the band was so rocky that, man, this guy flunk, like I said, finals just to come and join the Action so that he'd be playing with Barry in that band. You know?
Ben Alaka.
Yeah. When it comes to, look, he got, we call it handwork. Because his hand was so flexible, you know.
Precision.
His rolling was out of sight. But I was more consistent, you know. I was more consistent. I got the rhythm and, like, unlike Ben Alaka, when he gets high, you know, he fastened the tempo.
Okay.
Then, when the booze weight start weighing off,
uh-huh,
it starts dragging, out. You know. But I was j- just steady. If it's
drum machine.
I was playing like, I mean, like having a metronome.
Okay.
You know, drum machine, like you mentioned, you know, in drum machine, there's metronome.
Metronome, yeah.
I make it steady. I don't drop. I don't add. I don't subtract. I maintain a tempo from A to Z, you know. So, and Ben was a good singer. I mean, this guy has voice. And he sings better when he's playing the drums than when he's holding the mic only. Yes, and they needed his voice too. So we were, you know, both of us were playing the band. It was like star-studded. Mm-hmm. Let me say it was, I mean,
yeah.
Nigerian star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zicky George on keyboard, Rennie Pearl on bass. Man, we were fanciful. We were like, what do I call it? We were top of the tops, you know?
Yeah, action was great.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. But we weren't making much money. Not that the band wasn't making money. We spend the money before we make it.
I wonder what you mean by that, because I know that the single, the album, the band has a hit.
Tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby.
I love you.
Love you.
He's been double slow for me now. Yeah. You know, it was a hit.
Well,
you know how we were spending the money. We spend the money before we get it. We were living in a hotel. We lived in a hotel for 2-3 years.
I heard that story.
We never wanted to live in any yard. Unlike when there wasn't, you know, like flats or stuff by then. It was just, you know, face me, I face you kind of rooms, you know.
Yeah.
And the actions, you know. The guys, everybody there except me, everybody there came from a wealthy family. As at that time, everybody. You know, Sina Padre, the father was the Minister of Education,
yes.
Eastern Nigeria.
And the guitarist was also from
guitarist in Wawon's family.
Yeah.
You know, Ziggy George, the father was the Commissioner of Police, Kwara State. Abayomi, they own this oil wells in their backyard, you know?
The
family brought Philips, they own Philips in Nigeria.
Wow.
You know? So they don't care, they don't want to live in any yard, any compound with anybody, you know? They just, we live.
High life.
High life. We lived in a hotel. We lived in a hotel for 3 good years, you know. So we were spending the money, but we were making the money.
Yeah. It was good. At least you enjoyed your life during that period of your life.
Yeah.
You
Oh, yes. You got to be, you got to belong before you come to action, funk, you know, bass. Honestly speaking, you got to belong. The only Henry and the Murphy were the apostles that could visit us. I'm telling you.
You mean Harrison Mba?
No. Harry Asutandu and the Murphy,
Henry, the bass
Williams, the bass player and Murphy the singer. They were the only local musician that, you know, that was allowed to come around. We had everything. We were living in Silver Valley, Ezenwata's hotel, after Nigerian Breweries, you know. You know where that, in Silver Lake.
Silver Valley.
You know. So.
Wow, well, action was.
We had fun.
Everybody loved that band.
Yeah.
Everybody loved.
Yeah.
then from there, we moved to Wari. You know, hotel in Wari, Zena. Zena was challenging the One World. One World was in Wari. So One World left Zena to Lido.
Okay.
So the proprietor of Zena said the only people that will, the only band that will, you know, bring down One World in Wari was Actions. Lo and behold, we did it. But the One World was still, you know, they were still better in Owerri.
Okay.
So, they were much better in Owerri. They pull crowd in Owerri, Abba, you know, but Actions pull crowd, Onisha, Bini, Owerri, Abba.
As you're talking about this one right now, you just reminded, it crossed my mind now that you played also with Sonny Okosun, am I right?
Oh, that was the Ozidism.
Yes, can we talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's play one song. Let's play one song and then we'll talk about your Sonny Okosun journey.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the Wings. That was the Wings again. So, Barry, can you talk to us about how you came about with Sonny Okosie? Yeah, so, Barry played with Sonny Okosie, and they did all kinds of tours. And it was just one big experience that everybody had. It's just a time that the music of Sonny Okosie changed a whole lot, because here he had on his team the best drummer on the west coast of Africa. Sonny Okosie could not resist pulling this guy into his team. And Barry, can you talk to us about your journey with the team? Okay, so Barry is coming, but let me keep talking about Barry till he comes back into the studio. Sonny Okosie was very popular. He was well known, not just in Nigeria. This is actually about music. That's why we are interviewing Barry, because he is one of Abba's number one musicians. So he was on Sonny Okosie's team, and you cannot make a mistake about it. Barry was doing well there. People loved him. And Sonny Okosie had a whole new experience just because he had the best drummer on the West Coast playing on his team. Barry, are you back in the studio?
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, talk to us about your Okosieism journey.
Yeah, that was a joyful journey. That was the journey that brought me here. That was the journey that made me what I am today. Sonny was just a good friend, and I love the message. You know, Ozidi means Ozidi. Ozidi, there's message. Hello? Hello?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Okay,
I'm
because
here.
The thing cuts off, is cutting off anyway.
Well, I'm right here.
Okay, bro. So, Sonny met me in African Shrine, in Fela's band. You know, I went to Lagos to perform with Fela. Then Sonny met me on the show and invited me to his house. I went to his house. You know, he was kind of trying to brag. Would you like to play or would you not? I said, I wouldn't like to. Because I knew what he was all about, you know.
Okay.
So, until one of the shows in National Theater in Lagos, Gamo. So, Sonny was playing. I told Sonny, oh, I love this music. I love your music, but you need a good drummer. He said, what? That he has the best drummer. I said, give me a break.
Uh-huh.
You know? The Ozidi, there's message. I said, hey, you got to get a messenger to deliver it.
Deliver the message, that's right.
He said, oh, yeah? I said, yeah. Then he said, okay, do I want to feature? Do I want to play? I said, yeah. He said, which number? I said, I don't care, any number. As
uh-huh.
long as it's Ozidi, it
yeah.
has to be a messenger to deliver the message.
Exactly.
Well, this guy played, they call it Zinga. Zinga means the Zigrahozi.
Okay. But,
yeah, so they call it Zinga.
Okay.
He said, let's play Zinga. You know, I said, okay. Boy, I banged this thing because the bass player was this Cameroon boy called Soul.
Oh, Soul.
Yes.
Soul, yeah.
You know Soul, right?
I know Soul now, yeah. I know Soul in Abba.
Fine. Man, Africans now or never, who could do this? You know? Digging, digging, do-do-do. So we were just, you know, we were like twins, you know, bass player, drummer. After that number, Sonny said, whatever it takes. I said, you mean it? Whatever it takes? I said, yeah. He said, to start with, you know, let him make me, show me that he was serious. Now we're going to U.S., no, North American tour.
Okay.
So which one is North American tour? It's the United States, Canada, and Mexico. I said, deal. I said, deal. That was it. Then Sonny went to the press immediately. He went to the press. Immediately. That was the Punch. Punch was the, you know,
yeah, the
most popular. He went to Punch, Guardian, and the, one other paper like that. Friday Express.
Okay.
And told the world that he has the best drummer in the world and the best, best player, that his band now is the best. Then he called, yeah. Not knowing that his managers from United States were in Ikoyi Hotel in Lagos. He asked us to get inside the car. We went inside the car. We drove to Ikoyi and pick up the managers from United States to his house. Then bash music.
Wow.
I call it bash. I don't know why I use that word. Because that was what the press in Lagos was saying, man, you're bashing the drums. So since
that's
then,
right.
I used the word bash. After bashing the drums, man, lo and behold, we're on the road. To where? United States. With the whole coast to coast. We had 24 shows. In U.S., 5 in Canada, 3 in Mexico. Yeah. By the time we were about to come back to Nigeria, the manager signed another contract. Paul Trotman is the guy. He lives in New York.
Okay.
Paul Trotman, you know, signed another contract. So from there, we started playing in colleges. Then, oh, you need to see all these college shows.
Wow.
From there. Anyway, prior to that, when I was in Abatu, I toured with him, that was in 1980, to play for the independence anniversary of Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Where we opened show for Bob Marley.
All right.
You know? So, from there, we'll be coming to U.S., going back to Nigeria, you know, up front, until 1991.
Okay.
I said, Sonny, I want to settle down now. You know, it's like a bird, you know, a bird flying all the time. Making nests here and there. I say I need to have a permanent nest.
Okay, permanent nest.
Yes. So, I decided, I was thinking where I was going to stay. I had 3 choices.
Uh-huh.
Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles.
Okay.
I started with Chicago.
Okay.
Then it was too cold over there, man. You know, coming from Africa.
Yes.
you know, 90 degrees under the shed to come and meet, you know, minus 30.
Oh, that's too much.
That was, you know, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So I left to Miami. But in Miami, I found out that a lot of things goes on over there. A lot of things, you know. So the Latino guys, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, they were living like, I mean, the life they were living wasn't the life I could settle with.
Okay.
You know, so I made my way to L.A. And since then, L.A. has been a home.
Wow. What
you know,
a journey.
So, Sonny Okosu brought me to this place. That's the bottom line, you know. He brought me to the limelight of international music.
Well, but I know that while you're in Los Angeles, you're not playing with Sonny Okosu, but you are still playing almost every weekend in the different states. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Man, this is the place. This is the center of showbiz. L.A., man, you can't play in L.A. You just can't play. If you can play in L.A., you can play with anybody.
Wow.
Yeah. I was playing in UCLA. This guy came over there, Stevie Wonder, came over there and said, man, you got a different pattern. I said, what? He said, I got a different pattern. So everybody in LA plays ka, ti, ka, 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 ti, ta, ka, ski, ti, ka. I said, what makes mine different? He said, I mix all.
Uh-huh.
He said, I mix all. I said, yeah, I'm coming from a far distance.
Okay.
And I should mix. I can't come here to start playing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I have to create mine. He said,
okay.
I say, I put high life. He said, what's high life? I play high life. You know? Yeah. I say, I play native blues. I don't know, America doesn't know what native blues is. You know what they call it? 6-8.
Oh, God.
6-8. You know? They call it 6-8. I say, well,
wow.
You call it 6-8. It's called native blues.
Uh-huh.
You know?
So this is what a journey.
It was a long journey, my brother. It was a long journey, but you know, I give glory to God, you know, for keeping me healthy, you know, alive and healthy to be able to discover my roots musically. You know.
Wow, what a journey.
So I have an attitude of gratitude.
I see.
Yeah. Have I told you they call me drummer with attitude over here?
No.
Oh, that's my nickname in LA.
Drummer with attitude.
Yeah.
Drummer with attitude.
Yeah. You know, back home or in England, if somebody has attitude, that's a good person.
Exactly. Exactly.
But in America, if you have attitude, you are tripping.
So that's the difference between England and America.
And America, yeah. So my attitude is that, I told them my attitude is not like their own tripping attitude. My attitude is, you know.
The British type.
Yeah, the British side. Consistency, reliable, reasonable, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Being reliable, being reasonable, you know? Being dependable, You know what I mean?
Yes. Wow.
So that's the attitude I have. So since then, you know, even everyone now is having attitude.
Everyone now, attitude.
Yeah, because they've seen that attitude is not just tripping.
So, but attitude is supposed to be positive.
Positive, you got it right. You got it right. You know? Yeah,
wow.
I play with a lot of guys. Yeah, I jam with Bob James. I jam with Stevie Wonder. You know, I do jam with Four Play. I mean, these are masters in jazz.
Mm.
You know,
well,
I can play any kind of music. Not just I don't just have one pattern, but there's one kind of music I don't like to play. Not that I don't play.
Which one is that?
It's classical jazz. You know, I just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. I love contemporary jazz.
You want something that will put food on your table, right?
Yeah, I don't want to. You get it right. That's exactly.
Because I know you, Barry, that if you find out that classical jazz will put food on your table better, you will play it.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
It's like classical jazz to me is like, you know, playing a street band in New Orleans. You know? You only get the one to go to Burger King. I don't want to live that way.
Well.
Yeah, I want to own a home, own a family, send my children, my kids, you know, to the best schools on earth, you know?
Yes.
That's why I don't like classical jazz. It doesn't put food on my table. But contemporary jazz, oh, that's out of sight. You can't be.
Yeah, as long as it's contemporary.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, well, my brother. It's been a long journey.
It's been nice talking to you, Barry Starr.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Anytime.
And listeners, I want to tell you something.
Okay.
What we did today was just a tip of the iceberg. We cannot completely bring out the story of Barry Starr in one episode because this man has played different bands. There are some that we haven't even mentioned today, even though we've run out of time already. There are still some that we have not been able to scratch.
So
I'm going to promise you today is we will get with Barry again in the next couple of weeks to see what his schedule will allow so we can bring him back to talk to us more so we can deal with the things that we could not talk about today. Barry, is that fine with you?
Oh, that's cool. And again, I promise you, if you need to hear me live, you know, I don't mind to set the drums and put the mics on and turn the telephone on since it's satellite, you know, telephone, you know, interview, you know.
Okay.
I could do that at my convenient time anyway.
Yeah, so please, whenever you, I'm going to get with you on that so that we can bring that to our listeners because I want people to know about Barry as much as possible because ABBA music is the music that people need to know about and you epitomize.
Do you know that ABBA is the Hollywood we have here?
I know that.
Okay.
Yes, ABBA is number one. ABBA is our Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we cannot thank you enough for being with us today.
Thank you, my brother.
Watch out for another invitation so we can schedule you for more treat for our listeners.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, Barry Starr.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We will close with one more tune from The Wings.
The Wings.
Yeah.